بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. تشرف وتعالى الشيخ حضرة حكيم محمد أختر صاحب رحمة الله عليه جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی, جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی, ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی, جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی, ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی, دوست و درد دل کی دولت کو دل میں پاتا ہے صرف ربانی, دوست و درد دل کی دولت کو دل میں پاتا ہے صرف ربانی, حامل درد اہل نسبت کو خلق کہتی ہے دل سے یزدانی, حامل درد اہل نسبت کو خلق کہتی ہے دل سے یزدانی, شیخ کامل سے جو ہے مستغنی پائے گا کیس ذل رحمانی, شیخ کامل سے جو ہے مستغنی پائے گا کیس ذل رحمانی, پس کے کرتا ہے دور منزل سے پیر تیرا ہو گر چلا سانی, پس کے کرتا ہے دور منزل سے پیر تیرا ہو گر چلا سانی, فیض مرشد کی ہے کرامت کوئی رومی ہے کوئی حقانی, فیض مرشد کی ہے کرامت کوئی رومی ہے کوئی حقانی, مست رکھتی ہے سارے عالم سے دل میں لذت درد پنہانی, مست رکھتی ہے سارے عالم سے دل میں لذت درد پنہانی, کیا حلاوت ہے اس کے جینے میں جس کو ملتا ہے جام عرفانی, کیا حلاوت ہے اس کے جینے میں جس کو ملتا ہے جام عرفانی, میرے میرے دل شکستہ میں جام و مینا کی ہے فراوانی, میرے میرے دل شکستہ میں جام و مینا کی ہے فراوانی, رنگ دیکھو تو بزم عارف کا کیسی مستی ہے کیسی جولانی, رنگ دیکھو تو بزم عارف کا کیسی مستی ہے کیسی جولانی,
رشک کرتے ہیں اہل ساحل سب، دیکھ کر موج و دل کی طغیانی، رشک کرتے ہیں اہل ساحل سب، دیکھ کر موج دل کی طغیانی، رند پاتا ہے خانقاہوں سے اپنے امام کیف احسانی، رند پاتا ہے خانقاہوں سے اپنے امام کیف احسانی، جب ملا درد خون حسرت سے کیا کہوں اس کا ذوق ایمانی، جب ملا درد خون حسرت سے کیا کہوں اس کا ذوق ایمانی، صحبت اہل دل کی برکت سے دل میں اختر ہے کیسی تابانی، صحبت اہل دل کی برکت سے دل میں اختر ہے کیسی تابانی، جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی، ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی، جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی، ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. This is the poem of Hazrat Maulana Haji Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawaghallahu Manqadahu. Hazrat Maulana is talking about the connection one should have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when the desire of sin comes, what a person should do. Right at the end, Hazrat explains that when the heart is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then immediately the desires of shaitan falls away, and the plannings of shaitan now a person doesn't fulfill. So before that, Hazrat explains now how to get this fadl and this virtue and this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says that whenever a person gets the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what we'll say, this nazar, this look of Allah ta'ala's mercy, then immediately the heart gets disinclined from committing evil. So whether it's shaitan, whether it's nafs, now you put in front of you what my Allah wants. My Allah says I must do this, I will do this. My Allah says I can't do this, then automatically now the person will stay away. So once that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is made, then the desire to fulfill the desires of shaitan or the desires of the nafs automatically gets pulled back. And then Hazrat Maulana is saying that many people won't understand this. It's something too deep to understand. But a person who's the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a person who's associated to the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then for him it's something that he can comprehend. Somebody who's not linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then to explain to him about the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to break your desires, you'll get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to explain to him that shaitan is an enemy, it will make sense to him, but he won't understand the reality. But that person who's linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or linked to those who are linked with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then automatically the person has some comprehension in his mind. He understands that no, this is the reality, that There is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and on the other side there is my nafs and there is shaitan that's going to try and distract me from gaining closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ultimately I have the choice that either I get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I break my desires, or I fulfill my desires and I stay far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person who is linked to Allah, you will understand this. Then Hazrat Muhammad is mentioning that the people that are linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Ahlullah, then continuously in their heart there is this pain and there is this concern and there is this worry that how is my Allah going to be happy with me? And in every action they do, in everything they do, this is the main concern. They're not worried, are people going to be happy with me? If I do like this, this one will say like this, and if I do like that, that one will get upset. The only concern is, how is my Allah going to be happy with me? So this concern, this pain is in their heart. And automatically, if you stay in a company of a person who has this pain in their heart, it's going to rub off onto you. It's like when a person walks into the ether shop, into the perfume shop, then even if he doesn't buy anything, he walks out of the shop empty-handed. But his clothes will still get the fragrance that was inside the shop. So when you come in the company of those people who have this worry and those people who have this concern in their heart, be rest assured when you leave that gathering, then inshallah some effect of that heart has fell onto your heart. Then Hazrat is explaining, now some people will say, but I don't need a sheikh. Why must I come to the khanqa? Why must I spend time with the Ahlullah? I can just, example, open the Quran, read the Quran, I can open the ahadith, I can understand from there. One is the people of Allah and one is the book of Allah. So Allah Ta'ala sent down the Qur'an. But what the Qur'an, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was a living example of the Qur'an. It's famous Aisha radiallahu anha when she was asked, explain to us what was the character of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. She said, خُلُقُهُ الْقُرْآنِ. That the character of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, was the Qur'an. Same year, when Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to send Sahaba as envoys with the message of Hidayah and the message of Islam to the different rulers of that time, then ulama mentioned that when Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to send the letter, together with the letter, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to send a person that was a living example of Islam. So one is Rijalullah, one is those people of Allah. Together with the laws of Allah, you still need somebody who knows or has this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An easy understanding for us, you can study medicine for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years just from the books. But at the end you can't say, no, let me go make an operation. Let me go into the theater. I read all the manuscripts. I read all the manuals of how to do a open heart surgery. I'm ready now. I can go make an open heart surgery. People will say, you are crazy. Yet you only read the notes. You never done the homework. You need to go spend time under somebody who has been doing operations and you learn from him how to do operations. So same with regard to deen. One is the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It needs to be fulfilled. A person has to live up to the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But how to understand this laws, then also you have to do your housemanship under somebody who is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you want that connection with Allah, you have to connect yourself to somebody who is connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hazrat Muhammad mentioned that one of the benefits of being connected to somebody who is connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you get the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and together with that you get the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because that person is enveloped in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That person is linked up what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that automatically rubs onto you. That connection that he has with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes into your life. The benefits that he is getting from his connection, you start seeing it in your life. So those who say, what's the benefit? One of the benefits is you get the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and secondly, you get the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, as Rana mentions, that evil drives away a person from his destination. Even if his sheikh is so proficient that he has no equal, but if you're not practicing on what is prescribed to you by the sheikh, then it's as if you're not benefiting. Because the sheikh is prescribing to you according to your condition. Once you linked up with him, now he is taking the responsibility of connecting you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gave you the map. This is the map, and he's going to guide you. Or what we can say, like, not Google, can't get the word. When you put it on the phone and you get the directions, GPS. So the GPS is then, how the GPS every few minutes will say, turn right, turn left, go straight, cross over the robot, go around the roundabout, go around the circle. In the same light, the sheikh is there to tell you that in this condition you have to do this. In this condition of your life, do this. In this condition of your life, Allah Ta'ala wants this from you. But if you're not going to follow the directions of the sheikh, it's like the GPS saying, turn right and you go turn left. Or you're on the wrong highway, how are you going to reach your destination? In the same light, one is to link up with your sheikh. One is to link up with Ahlullah. And secondly is, whatever they prescribe according to your situation, you have to practice upon it. Then Hazrat mentions that the joy in the heart of this person that has the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes one independent of the love of everything else besides Allah. Once Allah enters the heart, then ghayrullah automatically leaves the heart. It's mentioned, ulama mentioned, Mawlana Shah Wasiullah rahimahullah used to mention, when Sulaiman alayhi salam was telling his people, when he sent Hudud with a message to Bilqis, then Bilqis called up Mashwara with her people. And then she said, what must do? This letter has been dropped upon me. And now, what we going to do? So her people told her that, no, we are a very strong army. Let's go forward and let's go fight. And she said that, no. What happens is, when war takes place, there's always going to be destruction. When any noble person comes in any area, then all the people that are under him, they always see destruction. So in the same light, Mawlana Shah Wasiullah used to mention that once Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enters the heart, and Allah ta'ala is noble of noble, once he enters the heart, then everything else besides Allah leaves the heart. So Hazrat Mawlana is mentioning that once a person gets connected to Allah, then you don't worry about everything else besides Allah. Your main concern is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he's explaining that Mirsab was one of his attendants, rahimahumullah, that used to make a lot of khidmah for Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahimahullah alayhi. And many of the poems, Hazrat used to give an example using the name of Mirsab. So here he's using Mirsab's name, but it's a lesson for all of us. It's to say, in my broken heart. So he's saying, Mirsab, in my heart it is broken. But obviously, Hazrat Mawlana's heart was broken out of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, breaking his desires so that he could get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he's mentioning, in my broken heart, there is so much abundance that I'm ready to give it on. Showing that the sheikh is there. The sheikh has to give. But your glass also has to be the right side up. You can't come in a majlis with the wrong intention and then expect, no, I'm going to benefit. On a mention, many a times you go under Victoria Falls also, but you put your glass upside down, you're not even going to get one drop of water. But if you come in the majlis, oh Allah, I'm coming to learn how I can get closer to you. Oh Allah, I'm coming so all my spiritual sicknesses can be diagnosed. Whatever cure is given, I will practice upon it. Oh Allah, I'm coming to spend time in the company of the Ahlullah. Whatever intention you make when you come into the majlis, inshallah, you will see that benefit. But if you come with a wrong intention that no, I'm coming here to see how many mistakes the Shaykh is going to make while he's speaking, how many times he's going to use the wrong word, or I'm coming to see how many times he's doing this or that, whatever it is, according to your intention, that's what's going to happen. So you make the intention that, oh Allah, I'm coming for this majlis, you brought me here. But oh Allah, in this majlis, I'm coming to learn how to get close to you. I'm coming to make my relationship with you stronger. Then when a person comes into the masjid, the Shaykh is ready to give. The tap is open. You just have to now put your glass under the tap and it will automatically get full. Very quickly then, Hazrat Mohana is mentioning that even to the onlookers it might be difficult. They may say, now you got the opportunity to do this thing, and now you just last minute you back out. Oh, you had the opportunity to do this, everything was planned, now last minute you let us down. To them, they won't understand. But that person who's connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for others it might look as if he's in the storm. You know, the ship is knocked from this way and that way, the waves are coming over in this way or that way. But he'll understand. Hazrat Mohana mentions in another poem that you'll understand at the end of the day, Allah is your sailor. Allah is in charge of your ship. So no matter which way the waves is going to knock you, you know that my Allah is in charge of all conditions. So what people will look, they'll say, no, it's very difficult your life. Things are not looking nice for you. But you will know deep down that this is from my Allah. Whatever condition my Allah puts me in, I have to be a servant to Him. If it's a good condition, I make shukr. If it's a condition that is not so nice for me, then I will make sabr. Then Hazrat Mohana mentions that when you receive the true love by breaking your desires, then you think, how can I explain to you? But the joy that is brought into your life, where in another hadith, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions that person who breaks his desire just for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala puts the sweetness of iman in his heart. Some ulama mentioned that you'll actually be able to taste it in your mouth. So the mana is making indication to this, that once you break your desires, then automatically the sweetness of iman comes into your heart. And then Hazrat mentions again in the ending, that how are you going to get this love? How are you going to get this connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The easiest way is stay in the company of those who have the connection with Allah. Automatically it will rub off. So Allah Ta'ala grant me first the tawfiq, and then everybody the tawfiq to make the proper intention when we come into the majalis. And Allah Ta'ala give us the reality of the majalis. Allah Ta'ala make it such that we get linked up, we take the worry and concern to get our spiritual diseases sorted out, and whatever prescription is given, Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to practice upon it, and Allah Ta'ala make it such that before we leave this temporary world, we get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. Reading from a kitab of Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullahi alayh, Hayatul Muslimin, and the solution for the Muslims to come out of their problems and for them to have success in this worldly life and the year after. The second chapter is, the first one was on Iman. Second one, acquisition of and imparting Dini knowledge. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the acquisition of Dini knowledge is compulsory on every Muslim. This hadith proves that it is obligatory upon every Muslim, male and female, rich and poor, city dweller and villager, to seek Dini knowledge. Acquisition of Dini knowledge is not confined to the medium of the Arabic language. The teaching of the Deen are to be acquired through the medium of other Arabic books or non-Arabic books, or by inquiring from reliable ulama, or by listening to the lectures of reliable and qualified lecturers. Women who are unable to read and cannot reach any alim
should through the agency of the menfolk inquire from the ulama about the dini requirements. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Abu Zar radiallahu anhu, if you go anywhere to learn one ayat of the Quran, it is better for you than 100 zakat of nafal salat. If you go anywhere to acquire one law of the knowledge of deen, it is better for you, or one chapter of the knowledge of deen, it is better for you than performing 1,000 zakat of nafal salat, irrespective of whether you practice on it or not. The immense value and significance of deen knowledge are manifest from this hadith. Some people feel that knowledge without practice is futile. This view is wrong, because the hadith clearly states the great merit of acquiring deen knowledge, even if one did not practice in accordance. There are three reasons for the great significance of knowledge, even if one does not practice according to what has been acquired. These are, number one, knowledge prevents one from going astray because of the realization of the truth. That in itself is a great treasure. Number two, knowledge of the deen will, inshallah, induce one to act in accordance with it sometime or the other. A man of knowledge will, inshallah, someday obtain the tawfiq to make amal. It is to practice according to the demands of knowledge. And number three, knowledge enables one to instruct other people in the truth. One in possession of deen knowledge is in a position to impart that knowledge, thereby disseminating the laws of Allah Ta'ala. This too is of great merit and tremendous thawab. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the noblest charity is that a Muslim acquires some knowledge of deen, then imparts it to a Muslim brother. This hadith urges the impartation of deen knowledge in whatever measure one has acquired. Its thawab is greater than all acts of charity, subhanallah. How gracious is Allah Ta'ala. He bestows the greatest of thawab for slight effort of the tongue. Such huge amount of thawab can never be attained by expending even large sums of money in charity. Another ayat Allah Ta'ala says, O people of Iman, save yourselves and your families from the fire. Explaining this ayat, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu says that it means, teach your family acts of virtue, that is, teach them the deeni actions. It is manifest from this verse and the hadith that teaching the deen to one's wife and children is compulsory. Failure to discharge this obligatory duty will result in the punishment of the fire, as stated in the ayat. In the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that among the good deeds of believers, which will continue to build up as capital after one's death, is deen knowledge which was imparted to others. This applies to even a single masala shown to another. Among such deeds is the dissemination of the deen, for example by means of writing or purchasing books, and distributing these or by assisting students pursuing deen knowledge. Also among the virtuous deeds, the sawab of which will be perpetuated after one's death, are pious children. The hadith also mentions other acts of virtues in this regard. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no one has given his children anything better than adab, which in this context refers to deen knowledge. There's a hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Ta'ala makes Jannat a surety for a man who looks after three daughters or three sisters. He imparts knowledge to them. He is kind to them until such time that Allah Ta'ala relieves them of their responsibility. That is, until they get married. Somebody then inquired regarding two daughters, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the same reward for caring for two daughters. Another person inquired in regard to one daughter. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the thawab and significance are for caring for even one daughter. Acquisition and teaching of deen knowledge are being faraz, and the considerable thawab therefore are established by these ahadith as well as many other ahadith. The highest degree of such knowledge is that which one qualifies as the alim of deen. However, all of the people do not have the ability, determination and opportunity to become ulama. Nevertheless, deen knowledge is still incumbent upon all. Hence, a simple method of acquiring such knowledge will be explained. This simple method enables the general public to acquire deen knowledge, thereby discharging the incumbent duty and obtaining the thawab promise in this regard. Inshallah, next week we will continue with this tariqah and the way of acquiring knowledge. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding.